Hi, I'm Asha Tomlinson.
And I'm David Common.
And we're hosts of CBC Marketplace. We're award-winning investigative journalists that want to help you avoid clever scams, unsafe products, and sketchy services.
Our TV show has been Canada's top investigative consumer watchdog for more than 50 years, but this is our first podcast.
CBC Marketplace podcast is available now on the CBC Listen app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From CBC News, it's The World This Hour. I'm Joe Cummings. The International Court of Justice rules today on a case brought forward against Germany by the government of Nicaragua. It calls on the court to order Germany to stop sending weapons to Israel.
Failing to honor its own obligation to prevent genocide or to ensure respect of international humanitarian law.
That is Nicaragua's representative at the court, Carlos Jose Arguello Gomez. He is calling on the court to demand that Germany withdraw its military and financial aid to Israel in response to the Israeli military campaign in Gaza. If the court rules in favor, it could have implications for other countries exporting arms to countries at war. Nicaragua brought the case against South Africa after South Africa leveled its genocide allegations against Israel. Meanwhile, protesters at New York's Columbia University have taken over an administrative building on the school's main campus. That's the students storming the building overnight and insisting they will not be leaving until the school meets their demands.
Your student will not move until you completely divest from Israeli apartheid! Yeah.
The president of Columbia says the school has no intention of divesting from firms with ties to Israel. Video posted on social media is showing protesters inside the building smashing windows and throwing furniture. Yesterday, Columbia announced it would be suspending students who refused to leave the protest rallies. With the controversial Trans Mountain pipeline expansion now complete, the federal government, which owns the pipeline, can now actively start looking for a buyer. And as we hear now from Aaron Collins, at least two Indigenous-led groups are interested.
Come on, babe.
Mike Labordet strolls across his ranch on the Whispering Pines First Nation. The expanded Trans Mountain Pipeline also crosses this land. Now, Labordet wants to own it, part of an Indigenous-led group partnering with a Calgary pipeline company to buy TMX.
We live with the risk. Let us have the benefit for the next 70 years.
Robert Morin from the Enoch Cree Nation near Edmonton wants a piece of TMX too. Morin's group wants to buy Trans Mountain and divvy up the benefits among First Nations along the line.
Every First Nation has managed poverty since the signing of treaties and since the establishment of this country. That has to change.
Morin says Indigenous ownership of TMX would be a form of economic reconciliation. The federal government does plan to sell TMX and has signaled that they would like First Nations involved. Aaron Collins, CBC News, Calgary.
Starting this fall, it appears the federal government will be expecting public servants to be back in the office at least 3 days a week. It comes at the urging of the mayor of Ottawa and the premier of Ontario. Stu Mills has more.
3 days is a good start.
Premier Doug Ford repeating the call he made a month ago while hinting he won't be happy until workers are behind their desks Monday to Friday.
How many days a week do we work? 7 days? 24/7?
A federal government source confirmed with Radio Canada the change could come into effect in September. Details that were first reported in the French language newspaper Le Droit.
Well, it absolutely catches us by surprise.
Stephanie Montreuil is the head of public affairs at the Professional Institute of the Public Service, one of the largest labor unions in Canada. She wouldn't speculate about how members of her union might react, but with a major reduction in the number of offices owned by Ottawa on the horizon and no formal announcement about the new hybrid policy, public servants are left with questions not only about where they'll work, but how and when. Stu Mills, CBC News, Ottawa.
King Charles is back at work, resuming his public duties. That's the King and Camilla visiting a cancer treatment charity this morning. King Charles has been sidelined for 3 months with his own cancer diagnosis. This is his first formal event since early February. And that is The World This Hour. For CBC News, I'm Joe Cummings.